Trevor Riley joining me now on the Bill and OC show. Trevor, what's going on, man?
Hey, first and foremost, congratulations on your win, man. Big time. I like it.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. It was fun. It's not quite as big of a deal as being on an NFL roster, but it felt pretty cool.
Hey, you're a tougher than the rest of us. You go in there and get your face knocked in for money, so you're in the same realm as we are.
Just not quite as smart as you guys, or at least not quite as fast. Before we get to any of the events this weekend, let's talk a little bit about being a rookie in the National Football League. You know, you get picked up by the Jets, and there's a lot of folks out there that are questioning your ability to make that roster. They know how competitive it is. Being a late-round pick, it's not always easy. Kind of walk me through the process of getting that phone call and the preparation and making that roster, because it's quite a feat.
Well, that is a very good question. And how it went down was the first couple preseason games I actually played really well. I had a lot of tackles on special teams, and I was making an impact on defense. So I had a feeling going into the final game that, hey, if I play well enough, I got a really good shot to be on the team. It's not a guarantee, but at least I got a lot of good film out there. Hey, if I don't make it to the Jets, there's a good chance another team's going to pick me up and put me on their squad. So after the final game, we played Philadelphia, and we drove there from New Jersey. So on the way back, everyone's just kind of uptight, like, man, what's going to happen? Because within the next two or three days is when everything kind of goes down.
Yeah.
So you just kind of sit and wait to see if you're going to get a phone call. And if you get a phone call, it means you're going to get cut. So it's kind of a weird situation. You're just hoping to not hear from anybody. And I was fortunate enough not to hear from anybody, and I was able to make the team.
It's a great story, and Utah fans were thrilled about it. Listen, I don't root for the Jets, but I'm always going to be a Trevor Riley guy. So did you have a moment where you walked out onto the field, whether it was in the preseason or regular season game, and you know, maybe you're lining up against someone that you've been watching play football on TV for the last 10 years, and you had that kind of, holy crap, I'm here, I made it to the show moment. Did that occur for you?
Whenever Peyton Manning, I think this is his 19th year, 18th year in the NFL, which would put me at the age of about 8 or 9 years old when he was a rookie. So I've been watching him his whole career, and I got to go out there and play against him. That was pretty awesome to experience that, even though we didn't get the win, but it was fun to go out there and play against a guy like that.
How intimidating is that when one of the greatest ever to play the game is looking at you and pointing at you, 49, watch 49 right there, Omaha. How crazy is that?
Oh, I mean, it's just literally it's right out. It's like you go from your couch on Sunday watching the game to being in the game. It's kind of like one of those commercials on NFL Network where you see a fan out there playing. That's how I kind of felt early on in the first couple of games. Like, wow, I'm actually out here playing against some of these guys. But as the season goes on and you realize, hey, you know, I belong here too. I may not be as good as or established as a guy like Peyton Manning, but I made the NFL, and I need to get out here and make a difference. So the attitude kind of shifted for me as the season got on. And even though we played some pretty spectacular players, I guess the starstruck thing of being in the NFL kind of went away as the season went on.
All right, so you're a rookie this year, 26, 27 years old. It's a long shot always. Job security in the NFL basically doesn't exist unless you're a superstar. What is your goal? What do you have to do this offseason to make sure that you're on an NFL roster again next year?
Well, we got a whole new staff, a whole new GM. It's going to be just like I was a rookie again. I mean, everyone has to prove themselves again to the front office and the coaching staff. And I guess in a way that can be good for a guy like me where it puts me in the same boat with a lot of different guys. But at the same time, having already built that relationship with Rex and with John Nidzik and them not being here, I have to do it over again. So it'll probably be a lot like it was last year. I got to just learn my playbook and play hard and be willing to do whatever they ask of me. And when the time comes to make a play, make big plays, I got to make them.
Trevor Riley is our guest here on ESPN 700. He was a rookie this year for the New York Jets. He's one of the NFL players that's coming in town for the premiere of In Football We Trust and the big party tomorrow night at the Casanova and, of course, the big bowling fundraiser as well. Let's talk a little bit about that. This is a movie premiere about a community and the link between the Polynesian community and football that I know you're very familiar with because of your college days at Utah. I'm familiar with it because I grew up here and I was able to play for a couple schools here in state. Do you think that there's an awareness for a lot of your teammates, per se, on the Jets of how important football is to the Polynesian community?
Well, we had a guy, you may have heard of him. His name's Sione Poha. He played for the Fiesta Bowl team. He was a pretty good player. He's well known around the Jets facility and within the Jets front office, all the way up to the owner. They all love Sione. And we've had a few other Polynesians. Tavita Finau was there last year. So they know about the Polynesian culture. And it comes out in the way that they play. I mean, for the most part, those guys are playing balls to the wall and they're hitting hard. And those are the guys that are in the trenches a lot of times. So they kind of personify the football attitude and football spirit of the old times, and maybe the 80s, the 70s, the 60s. Those guys are still playing like that today. So football, I get asked this question, why is football such a big deal in the Polynesian community? For the Polynesian community, there is no greater profession than to be a professional football player. You talk about the President of the United States, you could talk about a basketball, baseball, a CEO of a company. No, if you're a professional football player, you've made it. And this movie is going to kind of show the process and how families react to that kind of situation, how kids grow up in a situation like that, how it can be good for them and also can be bad for them. So the film is going to be excellent. I can't wait to see it tonight, and it should be great.
Are you going to be at this Saturday VIP party that some of our listeners can get tickets to? Are you coming to the Strikes for Scholarships event at Jupiter Bowl?
Yeah, I am coming, and we need some people to come out, man. There's going to be a lot of NFL players there. It's going to be fun. Like you said earlier, there's going to be food, open bar, all kinds of stuff, and it's all going to a good cause. I mean, we as the players that are here, we've already chipped in and donated an extra $5,000 to lower the prices for everyone to get in there and to come out and support the gig. So we want to see everybody out there and have a good time. It'll be a great time for everybody.
You can go to mysoulpro.com to get tickets for that event. Trevor's going to be there. Sly's going to be there. Derek Shelby. Paul Kruger is on the list. I mean, Halo Tingata is going to be there. It's going to be a good time. Modest Yahoo is DJing and performing at the Jupiter Bowl event. It's going to be a heck of a lot of fun. Now the real question, Trevor, are you coming to my next UFC bout? It'll probably be during your off season. So if I get you a ticket, you going to make a trip?
I'll fly out wherever it's at, man. Mark me down for that. If I'm available, as far as I don't have OTAs or anything or camp, I'll be there.
All right, dude. I'll pencil you in. Before we let you go, your Utes experienced a little bit of disarray in this off season after a great actual season. Post bowl game, you see some changes on the coaching staff. Elisa Tuiaki and Kalani Sitake, guys you both played for, headed to Oregon State to follow Gary Anderson. What was your reaction to that?
Well, I know how the business works, and so I don't get offended by things like that. These guys all have families. They all have futures. So we as fans and we as alumni, you have to understand these guys are going to take the best business approach for them that they can. And for me, I just took it as a strictly a business decision. Those guys felt like they had a better opportunity. What Utah stands for, what Coach Wood always says, and this is kind of harsh, but you need this program more than this program needs you. And that's kind of how the attitude's going to be going forward. You're going to find guys, and they'll rebound, and we'll be back to where we were. So I'm not worried about it. I love Kalani. I love Tuiaki, and they're going to do great things at Oregon State. But I think Kyle is going to get a staff together that is just going to be just fine upcoming season and seasons to come.
One of the great Utes to suit up, and he's now with the New York Jets, looking forward to following the rest of his NFL career, and he's going to be in town for all of these events surrounding the premiere of In Football We Trust. So come out to the party at the Casanova. Come out to the Strikes for Scholarships event. Go to mysoulpro.com for information on how to get tickets. That's Trevor Riley. Trevor, thanks for joining us. Looking forward to seeing you this weekend, man.
Hey, thanks for having me. And one last thing, for any of the big-time corporations or anybody who's looking for a tax write-off, we're still looking for two more corporate sponsors. So go to that website and check us out, and there's a way you can contact Sean to get us to get involved with that. We really appreciate your help, and we'd love to see you out there.
Yeah, the corporate sponsors, go ahead and jump on this. I promise the film's going to be awesome. The events are going to be awesome. It's something you want to be a part of. That's Trevor Riley, former Ute. Currently, he's a New York Jet. Hopefully, he's a 49er someday so I can root for him full-heartedly. But thanks for joining us, Trevor. Talk soon.
Hey, thanks for having me. See ya.